Hello, kings and queens. Happy Motivation Monday to you. How are you doing? How is March of 2019 treating you so far? I just want to welcome you to my podcast because you did not click on this by mistake. What I am going to talk about, I just know that it's going to touch you because it was in my spirit to share. It's something that's real. It's something that I deal with, and anything that I deal with, I share with my listeners because we're all in this thing called life together, right? It's about uplifting one another, sharing information that could help the next person, that could inspire the next person. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast. It's your girl, Miss Fern. And you know, Mondays are my favorite day of the week. Why? Because we get to set the tone for the entire week. I know we can do that on Sundays, but on Sundays, I kind of like to reflect. I like to get my mind in the zone for what I'm gonna do for the week. But Mondays, like, they just pop off and I get going. And that's why I started these podcasts on Mondays, you know, to motivate you, to inspire you mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. New listeners, I want to welcome you. And, you know, I titled this, Is Fear Holding You Back? Because I want to talk about fear. And it's not going to take long because I really just want to break this down. What do you think of when you hear the word fear? Now, I don't know if many of you have heard the acronym for FEAR, meaning false evidence appearing real. Have you ever been fearful of something? Have you ever just been so worried and so stressed and so fearful about maybe a bill not being paid or about losing a loved one or just fearful of something that might happen in life or something that might go down at work? Have you ever thought any of those things? Have you ever, you know, had any of those thoughts? Well, again, what everyone says, you know, when we do our research and what they say, we always say they, and sometimes I'm like, who are they? But that's a whole another podcast. So fear, false evidence appearing real. Think about it. False evidence appearing real. It's not even real. It's false. It doesn't even exist. There's no true threat of immediate physical danger, no threat of a loss of someone or something dear to us. There's actually nothing there at all. Fear is an illusion, something that we fabricate in our own minds. When I was just meditating on this podcast, you know what I thought of? Fear is like a fairy tale that we tell ourselves that keeps us from doing what we really want to do. Think about it. A fairy tale we tell ourselves that keeps us from doing what we really want to do, because we can do what we really want to do. We can do it. We definitely can do it. And what I want to tell you, since fear is an illusion, something that we fabricate, to get rid of it, please let it go. It's not real. It does not exist. And it's unhealthy. It can cause anxiety, stress. Fear is nothing but the enemy, okay? Now, I'll tell you this. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. All right? Now, I know many of you have probably heard that verse, which is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And it's true. It's true. We can't always control how we feel, but we do have the power to choose how we think and how we act. Therefore, we don't need to let fear hold us back, because God has given us a spirit of power to choose how we think and act. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but that spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So we can conquer whatever it is that we want to conquer. That's definitely just what I wanted to get across to you all today. And you know what? Failure will happen sometimes. And I used to always be one that would be, you know, stressing. Oh my gosh, well, I want to be good at this. I'm, you know, afraid to fail. And I know, I mean, a lot of you probably feel that way too. Afraid to fail. But failure will happen. We got to keep trying. We have to learn from our mistakes and we have to keep going. We have to learn from our experiences. Sometimes we fail because we need to get that experience so that we can just kill it the next time, you know? We can be the best in whatever area in our life in which we are striving for. And honestly, it's a fact. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So we gotta conquer that fear, that false evidence appearing real, because it's not real. And I like this acronym for fear: face everything and rise. I like that because honestly, that is something that you are definitely capable of. I'm capable of it. So let's get it. Face everything and rise. Empower yourself. That all starts with a positive mindset, a positive circle of friends, circle of acquaintances, circle of coworkers, just positive circles of individuals in your life, positive words, you know, audiobooks that are positive, podcasts. If you love my podcast and the positivity, then I welcome you to subscribe to it. And I thank you for that. I truly thank you. There's so much on YouTube that you can subscribe to. You have control of your positive circle. So face your fears. Well, face the fears that you thought you had, because you really didn't have a fear, because fear doesn't even exist, okay? God didn't give it to us. And honestly, to overcome this so-called fear, you definitely can pray. Pray and take it one day at a time and just know that God's got you. God's going to take care of the rest. And think about this for an acronym for fear, right? Focus. That's for the F. Focus. The E. Equip yourself for battle. The A. Act. So take action. And the R. Remember, God is in control. Now, anytime I even think that I might be feeling something that might feel like fear, I am going to focus. Equip myself for battle. I'm going to act and do everything in my power that God has given me and my God-given power to overcome it. But then I'm going to remember that God is in control. Man, I'm telling you, that message is for me just as much as it's for you, kings and queens. I'm going to have to be mindful of this. And I thank you for just vibing with me and for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your feedback that you leave me. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I pray that you have a phenomenal week filled with nothing but positive vibes. And as always, kings and queens, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. Have a blessed one, and I'll talk to you guys soon.